Google is already more powerful than any government. They have more power over elections. They have more control. They can psychologically profile people. They have files on almost everyone. Google knows where you are and what you're thinking. Google knows what diseases you are searching for in the search engine, and they know what websites you visit, what videos you watch. They even know who you voted for and what you purchased online. They have records of every detailed purchase that you've ever made, even if you didn't purchase through Google, because they monitor your Gmail account and they track all your purchases. Didn't know that? Of course they do that. Isn't it interesting that months ago, I reported that Google was a massive criminal enterprise and that President Trump needed to urgently invoke military police to go arrest the CEOs of Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and even top-level managers and charge them with treason, charge them with violating the civil rights of Americans, charge them with espionage, which Google has been engaged in actively building the data systems, surveillance systems, police state systems for America's enemies like communist China. And now it comes out thanks to a former Google engineer who leaked all this information, went to Project Veritas. You can go to Project Veritas and see the full video. It's astonishing, mind-blowing. This Google whistleblower spoke to Sarah Carter, who did some outstanding journalism documenting what this engineer found. And of course, the same engineer also has turned over a laptop and nearly 1,000 pages of documentation to the Department of Justice, which is no doubt pursuing criminal indictments against top-level Google people. And that's what needs to happen. And that's what I warned everybody about many months ago. You got to go back to the year 2017. Natural News, that's my website. And we are named by Google as a blacklisted news website. We're in the documents that have been publicly released. You can see our URL, naturalnews.com. Back in 2017, I believe, we were the first independent news website to be blacklisted by Google for one full week. It was a pilot program, a test case, to blacklist naturalnews.com and see what would happen, see how much outcry there was. Google then used that test case of blacklisting us, then they turned us back on after a week. They use that to then blacklist hundreds of other websites. It's probably over 1,000, really, but it includes all the ones you might expect, like Infowars.com, but also The Daily Sheeple, you know, even Next News Network with Gary Franchi. They even blacklisted Newsbusters.org, which is an outstanding website that counters the propaganda narratives of the left-wing media. But we were actually the first. We were the first ones who were banned. In fact, I was cut off from YouTube in 2018, completely blacklisted from YouTube, ahead of almost anyone else being blacklisted. You know, all this talk about censorship today that's been hitting everybody in the last year and a half, actually, they hit us first. We were the first ones. Natural News was the first blacklisted news website. We were the first cut off from YouTube. We were targeted first. Why? Well, because our message is so powerful and so influential and so rooted in truth and honesty and transparency that they just had to cut off our message. Now, you don't win any prize for being the first to be banned, by the way. I'm not claiming that I should get a gold medal. I'm just saying that we've been fighting this for years, and it seems like a lot of people have only become aware of this now. But I'm glad it's becoming well-known now, and I'm glad this Google engineer went public. You know, he deserves a gold medal, frankly, for risking his life in order to turn over this information to the DOJ. And did you know, and by the way, TruePundit.com covered this, did you know that Google, in order to stop this whistleblower from turning over this information to the DOJ, Google called the FBI and local police to intimidate this young man? Google told the FBI that the guy might be mentally unstable, and I think tried to imply that he might have a bomb or something like that. And Google and the police, they blocked off a whole city block around this guy's apartment, and they threatened him and intimidated him and said he needed to turn over that laptop because that's Google property. Google, keep in mind, I'm talking about Google using Soviet-style tactics here to intimidate one of their own employees, to turn over information that he was about to leak to the public. Information, by the way, which has now been leaked. We now know this information. The Project Veritas website has a download where you can download everything. I think the zip file is called don'tbeevil.zip, by the way. It's like a quarter of a gigabyte, and we've downloaded it. So have millions of other people. And this is what made me truly understand just how dangerous Google has become. That's their goal, is to silence you. Dead men don't talk. Google knows that, and that's why they're blacklisting all the people who are telling the truth, like me. And it's time to stop this. And I think we should grant immunity to the whistleblowers who are willing to come forward and testify about the evils that Google has carried out. You know, we should have, I don't know, military tribunals, again, with immunity to the whistleblowers who tell the truth. Google is already more powerful than any government. They have more power over elections. They have more control. They can psychologically profile people. They have files on almost everyone. Google knows where you are and what you're thinking. Google knows what diseases you are searching for in the search engine, and they know what websites you visit, what videos you watch. They even know who you voted for and what you purchased online. They have records of every detailed purchase that you've ever made, even if you didn't purchase through Google, because they monitor your Gmail account and they track all your purchases. Didn't know that? Of course they do that. We will wake up very soon and find ourselves living as total slaves. I mean, actually, we're already there. You're not allowed to say certain things. You're not allowed to have channels. You're not allowed to have a website. You're not allowed to publish news unless Google approves. That's how dangerous they are. We are there now. This isn't 2 years down the road. I warned you about this a couple of years ago, and most people didn't listen. And now here we are, with Google controlling elections, Google having banned thousands of websites with these secret blacklists, Google now lying to Congress, Google running everything. And let the message be heard loud and clear by any tech company. If you want to become a large platform and you want to serve 50 million people or more, you have to respect freedom of speech. You have to practice transparency and ethics. You can't secretly steal elections. You can't secretly censor people just because you don't agree with their speech. You can't demonetize and deplatform people just because you don't like their message. It's not okay. You know, I'm putting my life in danger just by telling you this. Pray for me, will you? Pray for me. Because all I want is humanity to be free. All I want is the freedom to speak and the freedom to read what we want to read and watch the videos that we want to watch. I don't want conflict with Google, but if we don't defeat them, we will have nothing left to live for. It has come to that. I hope you understand. I'm fighting for humanity, and we need your help. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for sharing this video. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.